www.thebeatsmusic.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition of the program. We're launching into hour number one. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can, of course, take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. 1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site there are totally free, so enjoy those on us. That again, freetalklive.com. Show about your calls to the phones. We go to start things out. It's Johnson in Connecticut on the Amp Line. Hello, Johnson.
Hey, I wanted to bring up something from last night's show, which I thought was very good. I know you guys spent a lot of time on this, but I had chimed in a little bit, and I didn't really get to finish a point that I was making, and that is I really sort of wanted to tear up Mark's, even though he's it's just a philosophical debate, I feel Mark has felt he has gained a victory here, and I want to take it away from him.
Oh, good. Okay, fair enough. What you'll have to do is recap his supposed victory for everyone just tuning in.
Well, I'd like to have Mark help me out a little bit. He's good at recapping, and I think he can ask the same question again, which is in relation to he's sort of attacking your beliefs on property rights and also on just in general, how government works.
He basically said that because I believe in property, it invalidates my other beliefs.
Not exactly. Basically, I was saying that you believe in a certain form of non-government.
I believe in self-government.
Self-government. And with that self-government, you believe in property rights.
Private
property.
Right,
to defend your property. And therefore, that's the only legitimate form of government in your mind versus all others because of the voluntary aspect of it.
I believe what you were specifically bringing up was consent. You're specifically talking about government and consent in relation to government.
Right. That the only form of government would be a government that everyone consented to be governed by,
which is supposed to be what we have today.
And since you don't consent to this particular government, this government that we have in the United States of America is invalid.
It's illegitimate. Correct.
Illegitimate.
By its own rules.
By its own rules. You're not sovereign in your mind. So I was saying that simply because you consider yourself sovereign over your own land and you're willing to defend that land with firearms against intruders, that if an intruder came on your land to steal property or whatever, that that person did not, in fact, believe in property rights, that your form of government is therefore invalid because that person isn't voluntarily subscribing to your particular belief in government, which is the ability to govern your own land.
Now, I think we should clarify here, when we're talking about property rights and these things, and you said, it made his beliefs illegitimate. And I don't think that necessarily would make his beliefs illegitimate. I think more of what you've created is a catch-22 that would make Ian's beliefs hypocritical, not necessarily illegitimate. But, and here's how I'm going to explain how they're not hypocritical,
okay,
or even really illegitimate. First of all, Mark, I have to ask you, do you believe in property rights?
I do.
Okay. So you believe in property rights, and we also need to kind of define what sort of person would not believe in property rights.
A commie?
At all. Not in any shape, way, shape, or form.
A person that wouldn't believe in any sorts of property rights isn't necessarily what we're talking about here. We could believe in, say, a situation where Ian had a great deal of land, hundreds and hundreds of acres of land, and there are people in the United States that do have that amount of land. A person could believe, for instance, that they could homestead on somebody's land, give 30 days notice. If Ian never noticed within 30 days, that person could have lived there a year before ever came to his mind. Now, that person doesn't necessarily not believe in property rights. They just don't believe in them in the same way you do, or Ian does.
Quite possibly, but I think that in the specific case that we were mentioning last night, we were talking about a fairly small plot of land. We were talking about somebody who, where the case where Ian does give the person notification and does go in and say, hey, this is my land. Here's the warning. It's time for you to get off of it. And what the point that I would have to bring up is, if you believe in property rights, your entire argument, if it invalidates Ian's argument, also invalidates the very concept of property rights. Because, how is it, how is it that you would define property rights is the real question, because I think that property rights essentially are gained not from a title or a piece of paper from the government, but essentially that property rights only really come about from someone with a gun defending a piece of property.
Sounds accurate to me. But so, I don't disagree with property rights. I believe that government does come from the barrel of a gun, and I think that the best government is a government that governs the least, but I think that we, in fact, do need some kind of government just to give the ground rules for everybody. That way, Ian can, in fact, have property rights because the government says so.
Okay, but here's the point that I'm making, is that the reason why Ian's argument is not invalidated is for twofold. Even if we were talking about the situation where he's on a major plot of land, huge amounts of land, someone has moved in, they're there for a year,
mm-hmm.
Ian then, you know, in a libertarian society, could go and warn them and not necessarily shoot them, because I think Ian's a fairly reasonable person. I think most people in a libertarian society would be fairly reasonable and would enter into some sort of dispute arbitration, right?
Okay.
Now, in libertarian society, again, I have said that I believe that property, you know, comes from someone defending their land with a gun, essentially, which these people would be doing if they are supposedly living on Ian's plot of land. So arbitration would be necessary to establish who claimed that land first, right?
Well, I suppose, but I'm not sure that everyone, Ian included, I'm not sure that they would necessarily be willing to enter into arbitration. Ian, would you be willing to lose your land to if an arbitrator said that it was okay that your land goes to somebody who had homesteaded it for a year?
Well, if I've got clear title to the land, then I have no reason why I wouldn't want to go to arbitration.
But because you might lose your land, the arbitrator might say otherwise. What if he believes like this person does?
Right. Well, then it comes down to, like I've said, it comes down to the gun. And whether or not you're in a government system or not, that's the way it works. Is if there is no recourse for for a reasonable dispute, it will come down to guns. And here's the difference between a libertarian and someone who is not a libertarian. Someone who is a libertarian believes in taking responsibility for the force that flows from a barrel of a gun. And that comes down to a one-on-one sort of thing. It's not have other people come in for you to deal with your problems in your situations. Now,
somebody called in last night to and rightly pointed out that when it comes to the government acting in supposedly in your behalf, which of course they're usually acting on their behalf, they don't have responsibility for the actions they take with firearms. They can do whatever the hell they want, and there's no consequences for it.
Right. And I think one of the other major difference here is that, you know, with the whole situation with arbitration and whatnot, when somebody who doesn't believe in property rights, first of all, if you're specifically saying someone does not believe in property rights, and yet they're somehow claiming a piece of property on Ian's land, that's sort of contradictory.
Understood, but that person, the person who doesn't believe in property rights, we could set up a scenario where that person is simply coming to liberate your car from the hands of the evil capitalist to give it to the people.
Right, but that's still someone who is not, they're not believing in your property rights, correct?
Correct, and they don't necessarily believe in anyone's.
They're going against your rights. Well, I find that to be somewhat like, again, I brought up the notion of someone who is sick last night because, for example, a sociopath who does not believe in the rights of life to another person, or a murderer who does not believe in your right to life, is infringing on your rights. Now, the reason why it doesn't invalidate Ian's philosophies in any way is because you don't need consent to defend your rights. Never. You never, ever need consent to defend your rights. And in order for your claim here to be correct that Ian has been caught in a philosophical catch-22, you have to not believe in you have to not believe in property rights.
I don't think that's true. I mean, I'm simply putting up a scenario where it could occur, and the person that would be...
You have put up a scenario in which there could be a conflict. However, Ian would not be invalidating his philosophy because in his philosophy, he is defending one of his rights.
Right. I'm not initiating force on those people.
I'm not saying Ian's wrong in the scenario. I'm not saying that at all. I'm saying simply that Ian says that his form of government is the only legitimate one, or form of lack of government, because it's voluntary. And That person is not voluntarily consenting to his form of government. That person believes that they have a right to take away his property because he is enslaving the masses.
But see, it doesn't
matter. Hold on, Johnson. 800-259-9231.
One day soon, the U.S. dollar, otherwise known as the Federal Reserve Note, will be recognized in the global marketplace for its intrinsic value. Nothing. On that day, you will be bewildered, angry, and impoverished, or you will be calm, confident, and prosperous. The deciding factor between your two possible futures is what you do in this moment. Go to D2Z.org and learn how to survive and thrive during a U.S. dollar crisis. D2Z.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimonial of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Do you know the difference between the millions of millionaires in this country and you? Simple. They decided they wanted to be millionaires, so they went out and did it. So, do you want to be a millionaire? If the answer is yes, then get ready to write down a number that could change your life forever. Because now you can get a free CD that shows you everything you need to start making the kind of money you deserve with an internet business that virtually runs itself. So you're making cash even while you're sleeping by selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. There are millions of millionaires out there. Don't you want to be one of them? Get the free CD from Internet Speedway and start making money with an internet business that virtually runs itself. For your free CD, call 1-800-440-1491. Deciding to be wealthy is the first step to becoming wealthy. Call now, 1-800-440-1491. The free CD is yours by calling 1-800-440-1491.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition. Your number to dial in toll-free is 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. And that's 800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. The bulletin board system's there. We've got over 250,000 posts for you to surf around through. Serious issues and fun stuff, you'll find it all. And it is all completely free at freetalklive.com.
Opportunistic lawyers, judges, future ex-spouses, disgruntled ex-employees, and meddling bureaucrats. These people want to take your money, home, and car. What have you done to protect yourself? At KeepYourAssets.net, they are experts in sheltering your wealth. Go to KeepYourAssets.net and take their asset protection crash course today. They'll show you how to keep your assets. KeepYourAssets.net.
We're talking about sort of a theoretical situation that we actually delved into really heavily last night, and apparently we didn't quite finish it up, or there were some remaining points that some felt needed to be made. Johnson is on the line from Connecticut. And for those just tuning in, we're talking about the idea of self-governance, the idea of private property ownership, and how to libertarian-minded people, that's a pretty paramount factor. I mean, it's pretty much the concept that the whole philosophy of liberty is based off of, is that you own yourself, and therefore you can own other things, and private property is really important, and if you own private property, you can set whatever rules you want to for it, and so on and so forth. And, Mark, you had said that in this world where individuals can own their own private property, what happens when a commie comes along and decides he's going to steal your car? You say that that invalidates our belief in self-government.
I don't believe that. I'm not sure. But what I believe is the comparison between libertarianism and, say, free marketeers like yourself, somebody who doesn't believe in any government at all. One of the claims is that I'm a statist. I believe in a government, and governments are, you know, inherently bad. And I'll give you that. I'll give you that governments are problems and that the best government is the government that governs the least. But, you know, that the idea that since there is no valid form of government that can you know, rule over us, that therefore the only form of government that is right and just and good is the form of government where everyone governs themselves and enters into voluntary associations with, you know, these governing agencies that, like insurance companies, that kind of thing, that would protect them, their families, their property, that kind of thing, from marauding bad guys.
Mm-hmm. And you're saying that when the communist comes,
valid.
You're saying that when the communist comes along and tries to steal your stuff, that because he hasn't volunteered into your private property system, because he doesn't believe in private property,
right. He's never,
therefore the concept of private property or our system, the
right.
Voluntarist system, becomes invalid.
That's correct.
What you're saying. Is that pretty much what he what you understood him to say, Johnson?
Yeah, I think so. It sounds like that. You know, it sounds like not necessarily invalid, but that it becomes, I guess, invalidated by its hypocrisy. I mean, I guess if we're going to say, because the word invalid is sort of, you know, it's odd. I guess hypocritical is a better term to use there. But here's the reason why, and again, I'm going to point this out, is that rights don't, you know, you have a conflict of beliefs. You have supposedly in the situation, which is, again, an example of one of these ludicrously extreme situations, which even in the libertarian society would never happen. Because, again, in this example, you have a communist somehow wandering into Libertopia land and suddenly deciding that he wants to liberate property, which means that he's going to have to lay claim on someone else's property, which means that he believes in the fact that it is property that should be taken. So in that sort of example, he is this sort of sicko commie is believing in property right there. But the other thing is that the reason why it doesn't invalidate Ian's philosophy is because you don't need, there's a conflict of beliefs there and a dispute that needs to be resolved. And you don't need consent to defend your rights. You never need consent to defend your rights. And that is why Ian's philosophy is not validated, because just because there's a conflict here, rights rule. It's his right. Ian would be in this situation defending his right to his property, which he believes is his, and therefore, the philosophy can't be invalidated.
Johnson, I'm not disputing that Ian is right and in the right to defend his right to property. I'm not disputing that. I would agree entirely that that is the case.
Am I a hypocrite or not?
What I would disagree is that your belief, and you're not a hypocrite, Ian, at all. You're believing in your form of government, which is just as invalid as all other forms of government because this person, this communist, this sicko, this weirdo, doesn't believe in your form of government. He doesn't opt in. He's not voluntary.
He's opting in when he takes my stuff.
No, he's not.
And I tell him to put it down.
No, he's not. He's liberating it.
Well, I'm going to liberate him from his life.
I would totally agree that you would have the right to shoot a criminal that's stealing property from you. I totally agree with that. But what that proves is that you're willing to use involuntary means to enforce your form of government.
He had a warning. He could have chosen to drop it.
Look, you can get a warning from our government currently about paying your taxes.
Right.
That doesn't make it right.
Okay, but Mark, what is going on here is that he's saying, okay, Ian, this person is immediately opting into the system as soon as Ian says, this is my property. Now, this person has the choice to say, no, this is my property, or no, I'm taking this property for someone else. But as soon as Ian says, this is my property, that socialist or communist or whatever they are has to make the decision and knows that there is a plot of land, that there is property there that exists. Regardless of whether or not they believe it or not,
Johnson,
they know that someone else believes it.
Did Ed Brown, now the United States government, in the case of versus Ed Brown, he has not paid his income tax. Does Ed Brown immediately opt in to the system by not paying his income tax? The United States government says that he owes money that he earned. I mean,
but they're initiating force on Ed Brown.
You're initiating force on
the
communists.
No, I'm not. They're initiating force on me by taking my stuff, Mark.
Okay, Mark, again, this whole thing it would require that what you're saying is that in order for Ian's philosophy to be wrong, the entire concept of property rights must be invalid, because then if one person believes that property rights, if one person does not share Ian's belief that property rights exist, then that invalidates the entire concept.
I disagree with that, Johnson. I say that one person not believing, not voluntarily opting into the system where property rights are tantamount, then invalidates that system in the same way that all government systems are, to Ian's mind, invalid because they are involuntary.
There's a difference, and that is that the government initiates force, and under my system, no one's initiating force except the communists.
The government believes that your labor belongs to them. They have set up a system where your labor belongs to them. That's what this income tax is all about. And by keeping your income tax, like Ed Brown does, you're initiating force on them to their mind. What it is you've got different sets of beliefs here. And
sorry, that's just not. I mean, thank you for the call, Johnson.
Comes down to defense.
Yeah, there's no initiation of force when it comes to Ed Brown or me. We're working hard, doing what
we
do. We're getting paid for doing what we do, and we keep it. You're suggesting that keeping the things that you own is initiating force?
I'm not suggesting that.
That's what you just said. More on the way. Free Talk Live.
Oh, what a beautiful day for the beach. Look, up there in the sky, it's Non-X Man. He's in a dive.
He must have found some ugly toenails on the beach. Let's go look.
I'm Non-X Man, and your toenails need Non-X Nail Gel. Stop hiding them in the sand. Take them out. Let's see.
Ooh. Oh, I'm so embarrassed.
Don't worry. Now there's Non-X Nail Gel. Use it on your toenails regularly, and they'll look fantastic when you're barefoot.
Oh, I will, Non-X Man.
Well, I'm off to find more ugly toenails. Don't let Non-X Man find you with unsightly toenails. Buy diabetic-friendly, money-back guaranteed Non-X Nail Gel. It's in the foot care aisle at Supercenters, Walgreens, CVS, Longs, Meijer, Giant Eagle, Car Drug, Snyder's, Duane Reade, Philo, and Rite Aid.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the total transformation. The program then helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get how to turn your child's attitude around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
We would all love to live in a world with clean air and water. A world in which our produce is grown naturally, without the use of pesticides and other harmful chemicals. But the truth is, we don't live in such a world. These toxins enter our bodies, and the organ in our body that works hard to eliminate these toxins is the liver, which is one of the most complex and important organs in the human body. With more than 500 vital functions, give your liver the helping hand it needs with Live 52, the world's best-selling all-natural liver support formula in over 76 countries. And it's backed by over 300 clinical trials and studies. Live 52 is the most researched herbal formula that helps neutralize toxins from food, water, air, alcohol, and prescription medications. To order Live 52 and for the best source of researched herbal products, visit research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482. That's research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482 and tell them Alex Jones sent you.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It is a live Saturday show. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever you want toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line for you, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site for free. They include the Shrine of Female Listeners. The dozens and dozens of ladies who've sent us their validated photo to prove they listen to the show. See what I mean by heading over to shrine.freetalklive.com. That is shrine.freetalklive.com. I want to give you a chance to clarify what you said, because as I understood what you said a few moments ago, Mark, you said that when government wants to take tax dollars from somebody and that person does not pay the tax dollars, like, say, Ed Brown in Plainfield, New Hampshire, that government people believe that to be initiated force upon them.
Right. You're stealing their stuff.
Well, do you really think that that's the case, or you're just saying that's what they think?
That's what they think. I believe that
Ed Brown
worked.
But you would agree with me that they're wrong, right?
Absolutely. You know I would.
Okay. Because that's the equivalent of saying that, you know, when an armed brigand comes and asks you for your money in your wallet by you not giving it to him, that you're initiating force on him, which is insanity. Ed Brown is having the force initiated on him by the federal government just because they think they're doing the right thing, just like maybe the thief thinks he's doing the right thing, doesn't make their belief system valid, nor does it make it right.
But their belief system is currently... One could argue that it's at least in a large minority, in a controlling minority, if it's not the majority of the people, believe that taxes are legitimate and legitimately belong to the government, that you are responsible for paying your income tax just like everyone else.
Right. Well, like I said last night, there, you know, or two nights ago, a lot of people used to believe that the earth was flat. So it's certainly possible that a number of people can be under operating under a delusion. But that does not mean that what the government is doing isn't force, and that what we're doing by keeping the money that we earn is force. Not at all. Just because some people think so.
There's a dispute about ownership at that point, due to government systems.
Right. Well, due to propaganda and misinformation.
Therefore, you're not talking about initiated force as much as you're talking about a dispute of ownership.
Well, it is initiated force because there's no dispute to ownership. I mean, I contracted with an individual to get paid to do a certain job. That's pretty easy to prove. I got paid to do that job, and then this group of strangers comes in and says, hey, we own a part of that. I mean, it's easy to prove who owns what.
It's easy for it's easy to see it from your and my perspective. Mm-hmm. That yes, a person worked for the money that they worked for the money they earned, and therefore the government doesn't have any right to come in and take it from them, and therefore taxes are invalid. I can see that. I totally agree with it,
right.
As a matter of fact. But I'm saying that when you're disputing forms of government, calling one form of government illegitimate because it collects taxes, another form of government
The government's illegitimate because it initiates force. That's why it's illegitimate.
Okay. But
the initiation of force by anybody is illegitimate, whether it's people calling themselves government, an armed brigand on the street, the communists trying to liberate your property, or whatever. Anybody initiating force, that's the problem.
The communist who might be trying to liberate your property doesn't believe he's initiating force. He's liberating
It doesn't matter what he believes. He's initiating force whether or not he thinks he is, because he's stealing things.
I'm saying the initiation of force. But the initiation of force is subjective.
Therefore, I don't agree with that. How could you say that?
How can I say that?
Just because certain people are psychopathic and sociopathic and they don't believe they're initiating force doesn't mean that that's subjective. It means they're nutso. That's what it means.
All I'm saying is it's better to look at forms of government as what's practical rather than what's legitimate and what's not, and dissing other forms.
Initiation of force is never practical because it always creates, as we document on this show 6 nights a week, the initiation of force always creates unintended consequences.
Absolutely true.
Let's go to the phones and talk to David in San Francisco. You're on Free Talk Live. David.
Yeah, oh yeah, I've been listening to this with interest, realizing that the gold brokers have been selling gold for the last few years that Bush has been ruining the economy.
Well, it's the whole government that's been ruining the economy, not necessarily one man, but go ahead.
Well, you're right. There's been an active sabotage of America to essentially devalue our currency and to demand that we go into a specie economy.
Yes,
and
that's true, but that's been going on for almost 100 years. I'd like to point that out.
I don't disagree with you on that, but it's the issue has always been, if we go to a gold standard, then there is never enough gold to go around so that you'll be able to get all the projects done.
I don't know
what
I
mean by that.
Well, I mean, you can't. It's pretty difficult to have nuclear power plants and space age world and submarines and all sorts of. There's not enough tonnage to be able to create a value for everything that exists and
well,
to have enough
true.
Growth.
You can also have silver in addition to gold. And secondly, if there's a shortage in gold, it just means it's more valuable. So I'm not sure what your issue
right.
is.
There's no. Is there a shortage in dollar bills?
Well, the issue of a fiat economy, which is when you put the value of the total economy as everything that has been produced before, and then you get into projects that are valid, whether or not they should be financed, like an education system or a sewer system. If there's not enough tonnage to go around, but you need a school, there's not enough tonnage of gold to go around, but you need a sewage system, there's not enough tonnage to go around.
I'm pretty sure they're not laying gold pipes in the sewage system. What are you referencing when you say there's not enough tonnage to go around? What do you mean by that?
Not enough tonnage of gold to pay for every sewer system in the country or in the world.
Well, what you're talking about is as people need, as wealth is created, then the value of gold would increase because it's become more scarce.
Right, and
it's a scarce resource, and therefore, the more people want it to do whatever project, be it sewers or schools or whatever,
right.
The value of it will increase.
And
okay,
the gold that you're referencing isn't going to be passed from pocket to pocket. It's going to sit in vaults, and then banks will issue scripts, notes that represent that gold. So it's not like there's going to be gold passing from hand to hand.
Right, you're
going to
have trunks to move it.
In addition, even if there is some sort of issue with supply, the marketplace will come up with something else to be valuable, whether it be silver or whatever.
This argument and this issue has not been, it's certainly not a new issue. It goes all the way back to Moses. And so when you go back to Moses and you find how he looks at the property ownership of land, his concept of it was that God owns everything. And that if humans decide to use a piece of property, then they have to use it in accordance to how their neighbors approve of it. So
isn't that the economic rent theory, some sort of communal property theory?
Well, it's the specific of it is that, and they had pollution long, long, long ago.
Sure.
If you had somebody that just moved upstream and started dumping some kind of pollution into the water or sucking up all of the water that used to run down a river and diverting it to somewhere else, all of the neighbors had the right to put up a squeal. And they had the right to run that person off of that land no matter how they got it.
I would
agree. Because the neighbors had existing arrangements, and that the neighbors were working with projects for a long time ahead of time, and if some polluter comes in and just says, I got it now, adios, you know, you're suckered, you know, that's... So look at the original concepts of Moses' management of land, and you'll find this whole discussion of commies taking this or commies taking that, that's such hokum, because the reality is if you've got a polluter and he's not paying for how many people he's poisoning or giving cancer to or diverting the water from or ruining the some sort of a system, those neighbors have the right to run them out.
I would totally agree. In a system where property rights are tantamount, a person is allowed to pollute their land and their river as much as they want. But when that river becomes my river downstream, then they've polluted my river. And I therefore have recourse against them for them damaging my river. Or
absolutely.
If they put toxic waste in the ground and it leaches into my ground and kills off my crops or makes my kids grow a third eye or something like that, I have recourse against that person.
David, thanks for the call.
Interesting you say, you've said that it's my river. It's never that, because the point originally...
Oh, no, you see, you don't understand, David.
God's land.
No.
It's God's green earth, and that we're just staying here.
I appreciate your communistic mentality towards the land, but what we're discussing is a theoretical world where everything is all property is privately owned. Thank you for the call. Certainly appreciate it. 800-259-9231. If I privately own the river and someone pollutes it, there's a lawsuit there. Simple.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies a day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Are you lacking energy on a daily basis? Do you feel tired all the time? Then it's time for you to try ACT, the healthy energy drink. ACT helps your body with a natural blend of fruit extracts, herbs, and vitamins to deliver healthy cellular energy. ACT contains no caffeine, 4 grams of sugar, and only 22 calories per serving. ACT works within minutes, lasts for hours. ACT is the healthy, feel-good energy drink. Enjoy big savings by ordering ACT wholesale from your own free website. Share your website with friends. Go to GCNLive.com and click on the spot link, then click on the ACT banner. Join the ACT Buy Direct consumer movement for free and wholesale order your ACT energy drinks as often as you like. Go to GCNLive.com, click on the sponsors link, then click on the ACT banner and become a free dealer wholesale member. That's GCNLive.com, sponsors link, ACT banner, and experience ACT, the healthy, feel-good energy drink today.
Looking for a new cooling system? Enjoy comfort this summer season with a new Carrier or Kenmore system from a name you can trust. With unbeatable pricing, year-round maintenance and repair, plus our satisfaction guarantee, it's time you called Sears at 1-800-241-0746 for a free in-home consultation. Ask about our special financing terms. A new, more efficient system can keep your family comfortable year-round and may help you save money on high energy costs. You can count on Sears for the quality materials and installation you have come to expect for over 100 years. Call now for your free in-home consultation. Offer ends 9/30/07. Subject to applicant creditworthiness. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. Licensing information available upon request. Energy efficiency may vary depending on your home and climate. Call now for your new cooling system from Sears and ask about our special financing terms. Call 1-800-241-0746. That's 1-800-241-0746.
JLS Research, the makers of the all-natural and very effective Nobio deodorant, has now discovered very unique research that indicates that those who have body odor may be deficient in a certain dietary component. Their new product, the First Responder, supplies the body with the missing link so that it can respond to the symptom called body odor. By using organic and enzymes to step up the body's ability to absorb more freely, the body begins to respond by taking in the missing nutrient. As it responds, body odor will then no longer be an issue. First Responder is the first of its kind, comprised of only four organics: grapeseed skins, grape seed, grapefruit seed, and garlic. It's so effective, you need only one organic capsule per day to keep the odor away. First Responder is 100% guaranteed. Go online and order First Responder at no-bo.com. Visit no-bo.com or call JLS Research at 850-723-8599. That's 850-723-8599.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line for you. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features on the site, totally free, so enjoy those on us. If you like the show, you want to help support Free Talk Live, then go and shop at our store at store.freetalklive.com. Great Free Talk Live branded merchandise available to you direct from us. store.freetalklive.com. And now you can save time and money on common legal matters. Created by top attorneys, LegalZoom.com helps you create reliable legal documents like setting up a corporation or limited liability company. LegalZoom.com. Use code FTL to save 10%. That's FTL like Free Talk Live. FTL, save 10% at LegalZoom.com. Just before we go on with the phone calls and they're lining up, I want to make sure we really communicated effectively what we were talking about with David a few moments ago. David was a little concerned, you know, about, well, what happens if somebody starts polluting a river? Then shouldn't people be able to shut that person down for doing that? And David was sort of operating in this the current world that we have today, where some property is owned by the government or the public, as they like to tell you, which, of course, you know, it's not really true. It's owned by the government. But nonetheless, in the world we're discussing, everything, and I mean everything, rivers and lakes and roads and everything would be owned by somebody or some group of people doing business as a company or a charity or whatever. And the point is that river would be owned either entirely by one person or in part by each property owner that abuts the river, right? So if somebody upstream pollutes said river, then they've polluted everybody who's downstream from them, and therefore they violated their property rights. Therefore, there's a lawsuit waiting to happen. And also should be pointed out that because of government property ownership today, that's the reason why we have a lot of polluted, abused property. Because what you'll see happen is government land managers, they could care less what happens to the land that they're managing. It's not financially tied into them whether or not they're going to have a happy future or not, whether the land is treated well or not. So they don't care what happens to it. So they lease it out to a company, let's say a government forest, for instance, lease it out to a company. The company comes in, clear cuts the forest. And then they leave at the end of the lease, and the forest has been ruined,
right,
and they haven't planted anything else.
You just ask a person, a landlord, who takes better care of property, a property owner or a renter, and you'll know right away that you know, the government renting land out is antithetical to all of us having, you know, natural resources that we wish that we would have long into the future, that we want our grandchildren to have.
So when one of these companies comes in and pollutes or destroys a piece of property that's the government's or the public's property, there are no consequences for them. There are no consequences for the government land manager. He still gets to retire with his sweet, sweet government pension, regardless of what happens to the property. The property ends up being ruined. The company doesn't have to pay a dime in restitution or anything like that because nobody's been damaged. No identifiable person has been damaged. And so it's a wash. The property gets screwed. The company benefits. The government manager gets his promotion. Everybody wins, except for people that care about property. So what you do is you take that property and you put it into private hands. As soon as property becomes private, people take care of it because they want to sell it sometime down the line or donate it to their, you know, to their siblings or something like that, or give it to their children. And so there's all kinds of reasons for private property owners to protect their property from abuse. And that's why you see private foresters on their own land planting trees as they harvest them, because they understand that it's good to be sustainable when it comes to your own property.
And of course, there are going to be people that find that buying a piece of property and disposing of, you know, either garbage or whatever on that piece of property is cheaper than going about the proper ways of disposing of things. But those people that chose to do such a thing would likely, in all likelihood, damage the properties around them in some way, shape, or form. Either the some toxic waste seeps down in the aquifer, or they kill off they release nuclear radiation all over the place that causes people's kids to grow up deformed or something like that. All those people would be liable for whatever damages they cause by their indiscretions.
And they know it in advance. Just like today, they know in advance that if they lease the property from the government, they can do whatever the hell they want. In a world of private property, they would know in advance that if their little containment system screwed up or their leakage went onto somebody else's property, that they would be arbitrated, or if there was a government court system, they'd be forced to pay for it. They'd be forced to pay restitution. They'd have to clean up the property they polluted and pay restitution to the property owners that they polluted, mm-hmm. which means that in order to pay those costs, they'd have to raise the costs of the products or services that they're selling in order to recoup the money that they paid out to these people, which means they'd be less competitive in the marketplace. Let's say they're manufacturing bug spray, right? You know, you've got Raid, you've got Off, or whatever the brands are, and then, you know, X-Brand. And X-Brand accidentally pollutes the properties next door to them. They have to pay all this money out in restitution, so they have to raise their prices on their product, and that means that more people are going to buy the competition's product. Essentially, it could put them out of business. So that's that would become a critical mistake, and you better believe that companies that are looking to make a profit will be very, very careful about polluting.
And in a world where companies didn't have the protections of corporatism, where they could incorporate and, you know, if I decided to open a pesticide company, I could pollute whatever, that put that company out of business, and then I wouldn't be liable because I was incorporated. That's wrong.
Right. The corporation's liable.
If I did something, I should be responsible for it.
Exactly right. Let's go to the phones and talk to Lou in Florida, listening on WFTL. Hello, Lou.
Question for you.
Yes, sir.
Your property rights are based on the European power of the European settlers in New Hampshire. If the Indians, the original owners of your land, had the numbers, they would come and take your land, and they would say that your title is illegitimate because you stole their land.
I didn't steal their land, Lou. Did you steal some Indians' land?
Do you see what's going on in Zimbabwe? The white farmers who have been there for over 100 years one day woke up and Robert Mugabe, the black leader of Zimbabwe, decided he's going to take their land.
Yep.
And since the blacks outnumbered the white farmers, there was only about 4,000 white farmers, he came in and took their land. And what did they do about it? They couldn't do a damn thing about it.
They couldn't do anything about it. And I understand what you're talking about.
If I came up there with an Indian tribe, and we came and we took our land back.
Okay, here's the scenario, Lou. All land, as you have correctly stated, all land has been stolen in one fashion or another by one group of people from another group of people.
Your title is illegitimate.
So what you're saying is that, in fact,
your title is illegitimate.
Hold on just a second. What you're saying then is, in fact, there is no such thing as property because all of it's stolen.
No,
and that's a completely unworkable scenario.
That's because you're living in a libertarian fantasy land.
But hold on, Luke. Under the current scenario, under current law, I mean, I own a piece of land.
I don't recognize your rights. I don't recognize, because you're a white settler.
I understand what you're saying, Lou, and you have a valid point, Lou. I'm totally agreeing with
your
point.
You're a white settler.
But the system is entirely unworkable. I have a piece of land currently, right now,
and
today, and some Indian could come along and say, hey,
some Indian. The only reason you have the power to control your land is because you have enough white settlers there to back you up.
Right, there's a government system, people with guns that will defend it.
If the Indian guns outnumbered your guns, just like the black guns in Zimbabwe outnumbered the white guns, we'd take your land.
You're absolutely right.
You can do a damn thing about it.
You're right.
What good is your libertarian ideology if you can't defend it?
I can defend it if I intend to. I intend to defend my land against anybody who wishes to take it away from me with a gun.
What if your tribe is outnumbered like they were in Zimbabwe?
Then I guess you die.
Thanks for the call, Lou. Appreciate it. We are outnumbered right now. The government, I mean, we're not technically outnumbered because there are more of us than there are of the government, but there are less of us willing to stand up to the government. So at this point, we are outnumbered, and that's why we keep paying taxes to these armed brigands that are coming along demanding it.
Armed brigands being the government.
Yes. Exactly right. So yes, Lou is correct. If indeed, here in Keene, New Hampshire, if indeed the Algonquin decided to come back and run roughshod over the 35,000 people, let's say they had 100,000 Indians, and they wanted to run all over the place and destroy things and kill people and do all that, well, I guess that's how it would work.
Yeah, there wouldn't be much you could do. But
it's too bad, because I didn't take the property from them. It wasn't me. I wasn't around 200, 300, 400 years ago or whatever the hell that was done.
Well, but even in Florida where Lou lives, the Seminoles could just as easily come to Lou's house and say, hey, look, actually there's a tribe that's a little farther south than the Seminoles, and I can't remember what they are. But they even have a more legitimate claim because they never signed a peace treaty with the United States government.
But what if Lou said, whoa, guys, I'm one-eighth Indian.
Yeah, right. And a fat lot of good that's going to do. These Indians want your land. And you've got to either give it up or die fighting for it or win. Those are your choices.
1-800-259-9231.
It's kind of the Palestinian problem to some extent. I mean, you know, Jews can make an argument the other direction. But, there's a lot of problems like that in the world. How about the Cubans? I mean, there's Cubans living in Miami right now that are still alive that had their land taken from them in 1963 by Castro.
800-259-9231. I don't think they want to go back to Cuba, though.
Oh, I think they would if they could get their land back.
You can take control of the airwaves. Hour number two is coming up on the way here. Still got some calls on hold. We'll get to those. Plus, watch your ice cream prices. We'll tell you why they're going to rise. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you believe in liberty? Are you an activist or organization that wants to spread the message of freedom to others? Now introducing the Liberty Card. It's the perfect resource for anyone new to the message of liberty. It features a full-spectrum political quiz and over a dozen pro-liberty websites, including Free Talk Live, Downsize DC, and others. Every defender of freedom must have this card. Free Talk Live listeners receive free shipping. For more information, visit libertycard.org.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.